AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. On Tuesday, the Baseball Hall of Fame added three members. The Baseball Writers Association of America voted in Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer. Beltre, on 95% of the writers' ballots, was asked of which part of his career was he most proud.
The fact that I was able to stay in the field the longest I could. I learned how to play with injury and learn how to perform with injury a little bit.
No such good news for Gary Sheffield, who fell short of the 75% threshold necessary for induction on his 10th and final try. Pro basketball, the Bucks fired Adrian Griffin after just 43 games on the job. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has details.
Milwaukee is 30-13 to tie the Minnesota Timberwolves for the league's second-best record. The Bucks are 3.5 games behind the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee had given Griffin his first head coaching job this summer after firing Mike Budenholzer.
In other off-the-court news, the Heat traded guard Kyle Lowry to Charlotte for guard Terry Rozier. On the floor, the Nuggets escaped Indiana with a 114-109 victory. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray each scored 31 points, and Jokic said when both are cooking, Denver is hard to stop.
I mean, they're making shots, you know. That's it's easier when you make shots, whoever, me or him or whoever, you know, just when you, as a team, you're making shots, it's the whole team gets confident, you know, just want to shoot them in the open, and that's really hard to guard.
Also in the Tuesday win column were the Knicks, Pelicans, Thunder, and Clippers. College basketball, AP number 6 Kentucky lost at South Carolina 79-62. Hockey, the Oilers defeated Columbus 4-1. Edmonton has won 14 in a row. Other winners included the Stars, Lightning, Golden Knights, and Sharks. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.